and diverse aspirations of sentient beings, I ask you to turn the wheel of Dharma over the greater, lesser, or conventional vehicles.
Hola, so tanto van nam kata de nyam bisin jin tam je ji tu do zo bisan je ji kon ban bu ji du bar sa te yi che de tam bi ju le tu sang gong zong ji zun bar je wo nyam be san ba san jun ju de to ji ba ngun de tan de sem ri cha
he is asking to develop the bodhicitta, the thinking that in order to establish all the sentient being as limitless as the space, in the perfect and precious Buddhahood, and we are going to practice Dharma by listening, reflecting upon meaning, and by meditating on it.
Dhanetarang kankhe par sabha tambichu jirambhati pardin davatra penzepe tenchu umalanju pari.
And today, the subject matter that Rinpoche is going to give an explanation on is from the Madhyamakavatara, the Umala Jukpa.
Tene ta chujda me repeat doba te dordu kondu kuch sende tren kanzak da me panma desi.
And how the self of the phenomena or the entity of the phenomena is not true existence, which has already been explained, as he says, in brief. And now today he would like to talk on the how the self of the individual or the person is not existent.
Dhanan de yor to tose ne nangir paye dhanan gopar se ikhi sabasambe.
So the first shloka that Rinpoche is going to explain is that seeing with his wisdom that all the afflicting emotions, all the kleshas and the falls arising from the view of satyakaya drishti, the transitory composite, Satyakaya drishti in Sanskrit, and realizing that self being the object of it, the yogi negates the existence of the self or the I or the Atma.
Tene tomar nanjur pata nanjur manam je daden go gugul.
So first of all, we just said that all the yogi and yogini, what they should do, first of all, is to negate or to refute the concept of the I or Atma.
Te jumtsin kanyi nyanam nyumung tan dungan je tsawa tene jikto latawa re, jikta re, jikta te ye miyur te da yinbe sen na tene da ngo go.
So the reason why we negate the Atma or the concept of the ego or I, whatever you call it, or self, is because the root of all the sufferings and afflictions or kleshas is the view of this what you call the transitory composite of Satkaya Drishti. So when we the object of this concept of the ego is the Satkaya Drishti. The object of the Satkaya Drishti or the transitory composite is the I.
Tatajor kona tharpat tu nirje nanjor pata nanjor manam chujin. Thomar da gogute nyumon da donga je tsaba jikte migyor yimbese.
Nyumon donga je tsaba jikte migyor.
Jikte migyor yimbese dade.
Nanso. So, and the reason, first of all, the yogi and yogini should negate the ego as the concept of the self, which is the root and the root of all the kleshas and the suffering, because the when we cling to the ego, the object that we focused on is the Satkaya Drishti or the transitory composite phenomena of one's own being as one's own continuum.
The Jumsen Karasena Yor te Ranginje Mato Pamato na Yurjinje Loi Dinjin te Do to Guyamari.
Because unless and until we negate the idea of the object as being existence, so the object possessor, that is the subject mind, which cling to the ego, also the clinging to the ego or clinging to the object as a true existent, also cannot be relinquished or cannot be abandoned.
Pena toyor la montrubete tene. Mo nyabnam do jige yere toyola ta te mo nyabnam do te dobala toyor te mo mai be jintin yang ta pa che ma thong ge par do tene mo nyabnam do te do tu mare.
For example, when we see when we mistaken it's a cairn, it's a piled up stone a cairn a distant place as a human being, because of the because of some illusion, yes, of the defect in the sensory organ, so we perceived it as a human being. So in this case, unless and until we abandon that this object was called a karan, yes, as being human being, this mistaken idea or the mistaken view concerning this as human being cannot be abandoned, yes, unless and until we understand that it can and not human being.
Tene tha rengbo ne thoyor thoma te pena thoyor te tha ni o chik la lem na kora do yin ba thoyor yin ba sarpon thong sa na tene to mein je ba nam do de rang yin ji sing do go yore rang yin ji.
And once we arrive near the cairns, and when we see very closely, yes, that these are stones piled up, not human being. So as soon as we see this, directly, yes, nearby, that they are stone. So the idea of it being human being, someone standing, will automatically or spontaneously collapse down.
Then that tell young.
So now the concerning the Atma or the Self, also there are two types of that imaginary Atma or Self and the innate Atma, you could say, the innate I.
Tene kuntaka dhata karasana tumta latinte tene danzinji takpatela.
What is called the imaginary I is that I which is established through a philosophical system, yes.
Dene lenje je da te tumta la ma tin par sim chin tun do chonang ge nya dan bar bat chun je la nga nga da da san pe nam do ngam ngam kyo ge che ba rang yin ji ge ge yure ten ra wala lenje je dan den je da se ge.
On the contrary, as far as the atma or the self, what is called the innate I, yes, is concerned, this every being possess it. Every being is endowed with this type of innate I. Even the fish who live in the fishes in the water also can. They have this idea of I, which is very innate.
Pena chona na nyata so ranso pa po chona tuin tuin na na tuin doga te dancing ye batare.
Because the fish. When a fisherman try to catch a fish, they always try to run away. So that means they have this innate eye, the concept of the eye. Otherwise, they will not run away. Since they have the clinging or grasping to the eye or the concept of the eye they have, so they will have an unpleasant feeling. They know that they will have unpleasant feeling if they are caught by the fisherman with their hook. That's why they run away.
Lingji je da te danzen te kante se yungu re se na jeva thoma meba ne danzen je namdo gomba la ting te tene danzen je namdo te ngam ngam shoki yungu re ngam ngam shoki yungu re rangin ji je yungu re.
So this in what's called the innate I or innate self, which is, if one wonders how it develops really, how we have it by birth, because not only we have it by birth and this life, but every being is endowed with this innate eye, because they have already developed these habitual tendencies or habitual samskara or patterns, yes, grasping to the eye, yes, from the beginningless of time of the samsara. So because of that, in this life also, every being have this concept very spontaneously, you could say, naturally, without any effort, without any effort, yeah, they have it naturally.
Penanga so nimo danila dembari shimbe namdo kombala tende malanje kapso ya da da nyinje malam tawa sanje tene tanda dalam gawe lo tan nyila gawe lo te ngam ngam soke yungunwa.
For example, because of the habit that we have developed during the daytime's life, that someone is my friend and someone is my enemy. So because of that, and in the dream also, as soon as we see someone, we categorize them immediately. We label them, someone as being my friend or enemy or in between. So this idea in the dream takes place. But just spontaneously, you don't need to make any effort for it, because we have developed this samskara or tendencies during the daytime's life.
Tere ta jumsin ti sena da me bat tok dami je ton tok pa la kunta ga da ga ta pe tene da te ta shin ji je dan zin je me yer je da ni po te tene ta ma do par tok go.
So that in go par sa
da tene
So in order to negate or refute or reject, you could say, these two types of the ego or the I, the imaginary one and the innate one, yes. So first we have to understand how they are not true existence, the way they are not true existence. This one has to study and one has to understand it. Yes.
Re kunta ke da tela mitek pe tak pe da ta kunta oma nam je tak pe da ni ore.
So concerning the imaginary I, also you can there are two types, that which is imagined or that which has been established by the Buddhist school and by the non-Buddhist school.
Tela tambo mitek chin je tak pe da ga pa ne sapo tam se po me ba da yun tin sami mitek nam je ta te ye chung se chung se la tin ne mitek chin na lo na tha de jo ri sa ba song mitek.
So in order to refute first, yes, and how this imaginary atma or self not existence, that is exaggerated or mentioned in the philosophical school, in the philosophy of non-Buddhists. So then this shloka says that the Tirthikas or the non-Buddhists consider the self or the Atma to be the experiencer, permanent, not creator, and dikapsu yenden su yenden meba lo kholo
yenden meba sava meba
devoid of qualities and without any being active, inactive, yes, and with a slight but various distinctions view, yes, concerning the atma or the self, the system of the non-Buddhist becomes different from each other's, or they varies from each other's.
And they come from that take with that teaching nothing to think of your
here the Atma or the self of the Tirthikas, yes, is explained as having five kind of qualities or attributions.
Teaching at the Karasana Savapo Yimba. Tang yinba, sava po yinba, tang yinten yinba, re tangbo te sava po yinba te re.
Well, the first quality or the attribution is to be experiencer, sapo. It literally means the consumer, the upabhokta in Sanskrit you call it.
Means,
I think maybe better to translate the experiencer instead of saying that consumer.
Garasana tene doyon la longje papo savapo re.
The reason why it is called experiencer or consumer, because it is the one which is said to be the one who consume the enjoy the object of sense.
Cheche tangbo la ta savapo yinba di kogno.
So the first quality has to be necessarily be, it should be an experiencer, yes, the one who experience the object of sense.
Tene nyeba te tang yinba, takpa te ngopo yimten yinba, takpa ngopo nyebara ta.
The second quality is permanent, but how you say ngopo object is no, it permanent but substance, yes, substantial existence or substantial existence ngopo, you know. But together, both, as being permanent and being ngobo, you means phenomena, yes, you could say, yeah, in general. Together, yes, pardon, ngobo.
Takpa da ngobo yintun yinba.
Shitun yinba, both together.
Takpa ngobo.
What is called takpa ngobo, yes, which means the object of permanent.
Tapa tangopo nika yimba. karasana tuta duyepa jiva mebichani tapare inaya sabapu yimbichani tene ngubore tapata ngubu nikaya.
So it is why it is permanent, because it always exists. It ever is ever present or ever existence. And it is a phenomena because it is the one who experiences the object of sense.
Are tene
translate ngobo.
Are tem
something true.
Tak tingkare
something true.
Tabungobo. Tabungobo te metek pare ma to tene nangbe tabungobo den de yo mare.
So it is Tirthikas who believes like that, who consider like that something someone as being permanent as well as a phenomena together, or something that means having two qualities together, permanent, impermanent, both. They don't say impermanent, they say it's a phenomena, it is a artha, you know, because artha include both subject and object, you know. So because he consumes, he experiences the field that is the object of sense. So the third quality or attribution is not creator.
Karasana dene date savapore ma to sepapomare, no juji sepapomare.
Because the reason why the Atma or the Self is not creator, because it is experiencer, not creator of the world or the universe.
Tene wamsok pandavoyina, ten neji wamsok sebare, seba pote wamsokre.
On the contrary, in the Shaivism, the Ishvara is the creator of the world or the whole universe, so he is creator in their philosophy.
Yuntin sin sami, tene yuntin meba, sava meba.
So then, the fourth quality is devoid of qualities, yes. The fourth attribution is devoid of qualities.
Te tab da chechu ngadin te da chechu ngadin te metik zu metik tangjin banam jin de go yade.
So it is mainly the Sankhya Tirthikas or the Sankhya philosopher who hold this view that the Atma or the Self has five qualities or the five attributions. Yes.
Tee chonze chonze latine matik jina lo na thade chor se te tab tanda da che chu ngadin di kap se tin do ga te da gin jok thor chonze chonze latine te te ni matik pa nam je lok thade de chu bare se se pa pin jok thor chonze tang sava bodda da ke dāk chēchūn jōk tōr chūnze mṛndā wāla tēnde mṛtik pāyānaṁ lōk thādē tu chūpārē.
And based on the various slight different idea concerning different idea or different opinion, you could say, concerning the Atma as being creator, experiencer, or Atma being as a, how you say, permanent and so on. So then based on these ideas, then with a slight difference, so then all the non-Buddhist schools that become different based on this. So therefore, first of all, we have to negate the concept of the idea of I, yes. In the Tirthikas systems.
Tene dava trape dage dagna ni nipa chechu de tene metek pe tak pe da te yim se na tene tangbo ka je pare. So tong cheba de ngoi na ka chung tha ba so yog yog ne re be ka ge.
And of these different atmas or the self, the worst one is the atma that asserted or held by the Tirthikas is the worst one, most how do you say, with fault, yes, with a lot of fault. That's the reason that Chandrakirti, first of all, he negates the Atma of the non-Buddhist.
Mokyam patar cheva tang tarsar, tetar churpa dhani yomishin. Dene nganzin tindo amrigla, dene kunzup toyan yomdo shisavas.
So in this context, Chandrakirti continues saying that such self is not not existent because, like the son of a barren woman, it is unproduced. It is also unreasonable to be the basis for grasping to I or the ego or the Atma. Even conventionally, it cannot be existent. Such Atma or Self is not existent because it has never been born, or such Atma has never been born, or such Atma has never been produced, something that is being produced. For example, like the son of a barren woman. So we can say that such given Atma is not true existence. Not only it is unproduced in absolute sense or in absolute level, even in conventional level also, it is not true existence.
Then the Nanjin Tindo Marilasi, then a Sigeti Metik Betak, but Dan, then a Nanjin. Nanjing jitin the young rigamares, Nanjing linji jitin the young rigamares. Karasana metanita ya mebus.
Such Atma, which is imagined by the Tirthikas, are not suitable even for the basis of the grasping or clinging to the ego or I, because it doesn't exist even in conventional level.
The Karasana. Tundro Chunjela nga nga das das ambe danzin chigi yere te tenda takke gramon chinji dal
megiya. Because even the animals also have, although the animals also have the second type of ego, that is innate ego, innate I, you could say, innate self. However, they don't have such such self or I, which is attributed with the five different kind of qualities.
Chirtan tumthala tundro mayin pe tumthala mayo pe mananya pugu chungjong ka ni nga nga da da sa pe danzin chi gi yere te ten da ba che chu nga den ji da la me ge yo marwa.
Even in human being, the person who has not entered yet in the philosophical system means such as a child. However, they also have the second type of the idea of the I, that is, which is innate, which is born together.
Then a kunzop to yang yom do deta da te tundan de meba maze kunzop to yang yopar mudo te kunzop to yopar seme ma dobse kunzop to yopar chiina kunzop to yopar seme to gore te ma dobse na tundan de meba maze.
So such imagined I or the self that the Tirthikas talk of, they hold such view, doesn't exist even conventionally, because it cannot be apprehended by a valid cognition.
Tandiya tane tetabu metek petak bedate tendan to kapa maze kunzo toyang to pa rekpe kagir.
So here, this not only the self of the Tirthikas not only refuted in absolute level, but even is refuted even conventionally.
Kansar tenju le te che metek nam je kanti te kon la randa ma ji ten se ki ne ba te ser te che kon ja yo ma yin chi sa ba song de
di ji song kan shi tenju che ni jur ma
a
jur ma
ti o te wo ni ba
so me ti injil jur ma
a
ke ma din de shi song a
ya Kangasar, Tesar, Kansar tenju leti chese. Jumsin Kangasar na Tranchin je tenju tang. Tenju ni yudu, tenju tang po te Tranchin pe, metek Tranchin pe tenju tang. Tenju ni pa te se rap tenju so, so le da te yi che par, da te yi che par, metek pa nam je kanda ten pa. Kandreji tenpa tekoy na. Ta rang la trape machi pe tense ke noy pa yinpa teyi ser da teyi che par koyin jang yopa mares. Tuenda tranchin, medik tranchin pe tenju ta seda pe tenju nam le tenpa da teyi che par koyin yopa mayin te medik pa rang ke kan Kanda tenbe ranog la rangla tape machi pe tenze kine pe es
rang rang ni go des
re re machi pe
ji
machi pe ndo go yoro wa machi pe tenze kine go us
so so because mutin nam ni kanda Yes, the self that is explained or that is taught both in the both shastra, tenju refers twice. The first shastra refers to the shastra of the Sankhya, the Sankhya shastra. Second shastra refers to the Vaisheshika shastra. Yes, taught in there on philosophical systems, this very self, yes, being having all different kinds of qualities. So this, such as such as they apply the reason of its being unproduced. Yes, this very reason being unproduced can be refute. Actually, refute themselves. Yes, Quran zul nuvar es.
Maati petenti kila.
Maati petenti kila.
Ranlok maji pakhe lenge ro maji pe tinte kene gare sa
no sa disure chiro bare ho
are are rang khelin la
so this the reason they give the atma as being not unproduced can be refuted by the same reason that they give
re ta te de ta jur ko na Tranchin patan seda pe, tenju le ten pe, da te chichu nam chuchin, madrop te ranlok ke machi pe ten se gano eba se.
Khoram zulu ke.
Re re. Machi pa khe len goyer wa. Machi pa khe len pe, khe lang gano eba se.
So, we can put in the in syllogism, in this saying, in this way, that this given Atma or the self of the Sankhya and the Vaibhashika, taught in the Sankhya and Vaibhashika philosophy, as having different, as having yes different, I would say, attribution or qualities such as unproduced, yes, because. This very reason that they give unproduced, yes, is contradictory to it. That means their idea can be destroyed by the same reason that they give.
Dordo na da chechu da le chechu nga la so pa che pa tang ma chi par khele ba tang gar tang gar gan se ba.
So in simple words, Rinpoche said that it means that this self having five different qualities such as unproduced and then permanent machi padan kharin gal gitu sum
machi par khele ba rang ke machi par khelenge yero ba da te machi par khelen be khelang tang chechu nga la so ba yapa te nang ning garwan do us ta
so there are contradiction between in these five quality that they have mentioned, yes, such as the unproduced, yes, reason, and the other qualities. In between them, there is self-contradictory or they contradict each other.
Kanten gagre sena da te tangbo ni zani maji paji ina teni chechu nga ina ni sawapo chechu tangbo sawapo rawa zani che maji paji ka sami jibse.
Because if
sawapo de yongshi ma.
Because if the self is unproduced from the very beginning, so then how it could be experiencer?
Tene ta dona sana savapo ina chegogundo ta.
So that means if something, if someone which is produced or created, or could say, or composite, should necessarily be an experiencer without being composite or without being produced, how one could be experiencer.
Tina ta metik pacheran tu da de sava po yimbar tang machi pa khele ba teni rang ni khele na ngar do sik de ta.
So therefore the two things that the tirthikas or tirthika you accept, that is atma being as experiencer and atma being at the same time unproduced. So these two are absolutely self contradictory. Yes.
Re ti se na ta ti ngan zhen lin ji ji mei yue dan zhen ji mei yue de de ne de ta bi che ji ta ke ran wang jin ji da de ma re.
So therefore, on which we focused as I, yes, the object of the I, on which we focus, it's not something was that possess of five qualities.
Tesar phungbo le yin da me te dag te me ba phungbo khona wo se
se. No, so for this reason there is no self or atma other than the aggregate themselves. So therefore apart from the aggregate, the one who cling to the ego doesn't exist.
Jumtsin ti se na, se kondo kebe jumtsin ti se na pungpo le yin tu jirba da mai ba ti se na pungpo mato tenzin mato se pungpo mato tenzin mato ba ti se na Pungbole da yendo turba mite Pungbole da yendo turba yo mare karasana danzinje Pungbo mato tele yemba zimba marubse Danzin teke Pungbole make the da zigado mato Pungbole yendo turbe da mzimbesena Pungbole yendo turba da yo maresta.
So apart from the aggregate, the so called I doesn't exist, it's not true existing, because whenever we focus on grasp to I, or whenever we have the concept of the I, we always focus on the five aggregates. We relate with the five aggregates as being ego, as being I. Apart from the five aggregates, there is no ego, that means.
When the Pungpo Lame, the Dantin Kandas Chigur is in the Ranke Zupo. Lu nava yina lu ne jithena nga nanga do samte tene lu le mekte dan ji gelo.
And the way we give rise to the idea of the I, or we have the concept of the I, is a varies, yes. Sometimes we focus on the body, or this physical body as I, because we think that whenever we have pain in our body, or we are sick, then physically, so then we say that I am sick or I am ill. And in this case, in this context, in this situation, we always refer to our own body as I, because when we are sick, we say I am sick.
Tene kap kap so yang gota kangba ta lakpa so nabati nga nagdo samte luji yena layang dancing chigno.
Sometimes the ego, or the self arises, and focusing on or referring to the parts of the body, such as the legs and the hands and so on, because when we have pain in them, so again we say, I am ill, I am sick.
Tene kap kap so meek tang zungmo la sokpa nana nga naga do sampe yena ke chakhe le ming ni yang dangzin chigno.
Sometimes the self concept or the concept of the self arises, even focusing on the more, the organ, different organs of the body, not only limbs, such as the fingers and the eyes and so on. And when we have pain in them, we say that I am sick.
And
sometimes we grasp to the mind itself or the consciousness itself as the ego or as I, because when mentally we are not happy, so we say that I am not happy. So here we refer to the mind as being the self.
Yamgo Lord and Tayangum Songdo. Cup cups are ranga trot and nola ten young Kanzak dancing chigures. Caressena ranga nola yin in Nerba sepatan, tropatan, ranga trolla yin in Nerba sen and alacun, mala nerba sejon, sabinando chigure. Tisen and sum, nor than trolla ten young Kanzak dancing chigure.
And even Jamgun Kondo says that sometimes we also, referring to our object that we possessed, or the rich or wealth we possess, or the friend we have, we also give rise to the concept of the ego. Because if when one is robbed of all the possessions the one had, or destroyed by somebody, and or somebody harms one's own friend, and then we say, oh, he harmed me, yes, and he has been hostile to me. So in this case, again, we refers to indirectly to ourselves as I, yes, referring to the friends or the object or the wealth or the property which has been destroyed by someone else.
Ta jumchin ti sena tene phungpo le me de dangjin ji ge yer ma to phungpo nga le me de dangjin ji ge yer ma to tele yin da le me ne dangjin ji ge yer ma.
As for these reasons, so, and apart from the five aggregates, and there is no any possibility to give rise to the self or I.
Rem. This is the Jikti Nganze Lui Tindoya Mandu Terek Maina Doctor Sir. This is the Tatan and Tanaja. Rendor Donata the Metekpe Takpe Da Chechu Nadin, the Yidin Lasso Bate, Tene Danzin Jimuyor Mare, Danzin Jimuyor Te, Pumputan make the Danzin Jigdo Superito.
So for this reason, Chandrakriti says that it is not the ego that establish or the self that establish by the non-Buddhist as having five qualities, to which we refer to the I as I, but it is our five aggregate which is the object of the I. That means by referring to, by focusing on these five aggregate or one of the five aggregate, we give rise to the concept of the I.
Tene tambo ka gobe jumsen karre sana te dan neba chehi yimbe jumsen ji kare karre sana ton tambar mado ba maze kunzo toyang mado be sana tene tanda chung chembo lokto chembo re lokto chehi yimbe sana ten ka kare.
The reason why it is such atma or self is negated, first of all, because such idea is absolutely a wrong idea, a wrong view, yes, which is very, very harmful. And because it's not only it exists in ultimate level, but even in conventional level also, it's not existent.
Ton tambar madroba maze kunzop toyan droba kate tene dakte meyor dad tabe meyor pumbo yimbar temba do dukibay.
So we say that's the brief explanation, and that how this the I or the self imputed by or imagined by the tirthikas are not true existent, not only non-existent, not only in the ultimate sense, but even conventionally, it's not true existent. But on the contrary, the thing on which we focus on as I, the object of the yes, I, on which we focus is the five aggregate. So therefore, apart from the five aggregate, there is no what is called I. So now if you have a question, please ask me.
Why Rinpoche is the
Karesen? Oh yeah.
Why is the notion of this ego of the Tritikas so harmful? Something that experiences pleasure and pain, permanent and so on, the other five qualities, what could be less harmless than that?
Chiru de ta de da, Tele to chongze nyeba chongre.
And Rinpoche said that the ego or the self, which is slightly less harmful or less less serious, is the five aggregate on which is the idea of I, yes. Which we give rise to focusing on the five aggregates.
Well, then what is harmful about
about
this ego of the Tritikas, the one that we've just refuted? What is harmful about it?
Which ego?
This one of the Samkhyas.
Samkhyas.
Yeah, what's harmful about that?
Yeah. Changjimbe da de kyen dang de ma yin ma pande de se. Ne ba, ne ba dang de ma yin.
nā bāt dēmbā yīn bāt dē tā tākpa yīn nā tāngbō tēne tārpa, tārpa tō mā sē pē chōng yō rē.
The first reason is that if it is permanent, so then the fault would be there that we, one cannot achieve, attain liberation from the cyclic existence.
Arē, kar rē sā nā, kō dā dā tākpa yīn nā, dā dā tākpa yīn nā jirvā sī gā mā rē, tēne tārpa tō sī gā mā rē.
Because if the Atma or the Self is permanent, so that means it is inactive, it cannot function, it has no functioning power because it is permanent, it should remain always the same, it cannot, never, changes cannot take place. When you do something, always you do, in course of time, yes, permanent doesn't have time.
Temaze tene da takpa yin no saba sana saba poraba no long jo na yang na ta do saba tang yang na ta do maza ba jo yare takpa yin bisa.
So then if
da te chu chen yang na ta do saba da yang na ta do maza ba ta takpa yin bisa o te no.
So then if the self is permanent, so then the second attribution is that it's being experiencer. So if it is experiencer, at the same time it is permanent, then it should always experience, it should always be experiencer, yes. Tātū sāvarvā.
Yāna tātū sāvātā, yāna tātū mazāvacchūnyā.
It should always be experiencer, or it should always be not experiencer. It should be either one of them. Both are not possible. Because you, when you experience something, so that means you are not permanent.
Oh, so if you experience something, you're not permanent?
You are not permanent, yes. Because you act.
No. Sava. Tula kaze tu goba yina mataba tarba yore. Mataba goba chung yore. Tsani tu ma go na tene tarba tsani sige yore.
In order to do something, for example, to experience the object of sense, if it does something, then it has to depend on the time. Anything or anyone who depends on the time should necessarily be permanent. And if it doesn't depend on the time, so then it cannot be experiencer. So then, it cannot achieve liberation either.
Tene chon cheshu che karare sa na, che tang daate danzen je muyo, danzen linche je muyo yingo huyo re, tene metekba daate danzen linche je muyo do rungo yo maare. Te se na tene chon chenpo che kare.
And one of the biggest fault is that if it is... The second biggest fault is that if it is such ego having such different qualities such as permanent but phenomenon at the same time, so then it cannot be the I, what is called the innate I, which all the beings have. And so that is the second fault, yes. Or it cannot be the eye that normally we impute on focusing on the five aggregates.
Penna te mebata de karasana tundo la karpa mangbo chipe tundo la karpa mangbo chipe tundo namje nanjin te nam Pungpo le meek ni nganzen che ge yore te maachi pa da che maachi pa la sope da te le mame na yang danzen che ge yore.
For example, the animals, so beings, yes, who had been taking the rebirth of animals for many lifetimes, for many, many lifetimes, although they don't have this concept of this concept that the I, the self, which to which they cling, as having five different kinds of qualities, such as permanent and unproduced. However, they have the eye that born together with them, the concept of the eye, which is innate, what we call the innate eye.
Tina ta tundro so la danzin che so la sam tang na tini metek da de tani to ya me ba che yu se na nam do ka ta ya ba re.
So therefore when we think
this and ni ba chim ba re.
Even from this point of view, that even we think of from the animal's point of view also, so then the ego that established by the Tirthikas, it's not real, not only in absolute sense, even in relative level also, it is not true, it is not real. So therefore, in order, before we negate other egos or the other types of self, first one should negate or refute the ego which imagined by the Tirthikas. So because first one has to refute or negate the worst wrong view, yes. And then after that, which is less worse, should be negated.
Tene rembe pungpo la da dakte me yor pungpo yinpan doyepa, pungpo da do doyepa te su ka goyo.
And then finally then, and we have to negate or refute that the idea of five aggregate as being the I or Atma.
Tene pungpo le tenye de yin de yu de mebe da ke lemba po yang yore nyin du kake. Pungpo da do ke lemba po dang dāyīn bār kē tānyī tō pōngpō dādō kē līngī tāng jūmī jī dā kē līngī tūndu yō bār yās.
So then in the lower school of Buddhism, in the lower Buddhist school, that is in Shravakas, in one of the Shravakas school, also hold the wrong view of, you could say, that an existence of an Atma or the Self, which is called the inexpressible self, yes.
Tene rembe da da thava thava de ka na tene tene da me beton le la to gre.
And finally, when we refute all the different kind of types of self which are more subtle, so then we will understand and realize the absence of self, yes. It is said by the great teacher that the necessity why it is so important to negate or to refute the idea of the self, because even we are not, for example, we are not Tirthikas in this very life, in this present lifetime, but since we have been Tirthikas many times in our previous life, so the habitual tendencies are still very active even in this life also, so it always often it arises spontaneously.
Rinpoche, could you explain what the view of the transitory composite of Satkaya Drishti means, and is it the same as the skandhas or not?
Is jigta is a very short, abbreviated form in Tibetan. If you expand it, you say jigchok la tawa, means to view the assembly of things which are subject to death and the destruction, as self or as I. So that is the five aggregates. Same five aggregates. Five aggregates, because they are subject to death and destruction. That's why jig. They are talk, they are group, song is a group, you know, assembly, because they are five.
When a pumpo ngapo nam, keche keche gen jikpa rang yin, keche keche gen jirwa rang yin. Da yin pi jun sing kanya me, mina yang, ten nam toga da di shin.
Because each of the aggregate are very transitory, very permanent. They get destroyed in every instance. However, we grasp them or one of them as I.
When Zog Tabaji, Zogji Pumbo, the Dutinji Chokpare, Dutinji Chokpate dying between the Kayam in the young, then in Namdoke Pakyaki, Na, Dasan, and Namdoke.
For example, the form aggregate actually is nothing than a heap of atoms or molecules. However, because of our habitual tendency that we have developed from a long time, we always look at it or view it as I or as I, yes, or self.
When a rang kokpa nangge na thu tso ma changpa rang yin jing dang chakpa ka kang de yere tso na sa tang na nga na ga dok sa ne teni dang jing korang ma changpa rang yin jikpa rang yin ma changpa rang yin dang jik te yang jikpa chu jing yin na yang jom ching ga yang me ba la nga nga na ga dok sa ba dang jing jing.
For example, the we have many impure or dirty things in our body, such as intestine and so on, and the blood. So they are very impure. Still, when we have pain in certain part of the body, we say that we cling to it. We think that it is I. So we say that I am ill or I am sick.
Semli yeba pumbo yibo, pumbo yibo the same ji yeba raba. Same ji yeba pumbo the so kete kete ke rangin da tumer rangin re, da yin bi jimsin kaya yo marti ina da sampe namdo ji yere.
So the rest four aggregates, the first one is a form aggregate, which is physical, yes, physical. And the rest four aggregates, actually they are mental, yes, mental aggregate you could say. The aggregate of mind and mental together. Anyway, they are mental aggregate, yes. So they are also transitory, very instantaneous, very momentary, yes. However, we don't perceive this momentary, but we imagine it as I.
Tene pumbo nga te ngune rekpe che na tene da dang garbe na yere, da dang garbe yere.
So actually, when we examine very thoroughly, very minutely, yes, so we will come to the conclusion that the what is called the five aggregate is really completely something that contradict to the concept of the I. Means that I has nothing to do with the five aggregate. The five aggregate has nothing to do with the I.
Karasana date. Yona namto gendze cha tela da te tene takpa tang chikpa tang tsama da wo ji yakpo ji zhe ge yore phongpo te tele do pare.
Because if the so-called I is true existent or is existent, you could say, so then often we view it should be something permanent, something very pure, something very pleasant, but in reality it's not. If our aggregate of this physical form, if it is the I, so then it is impure, it is impermanent, it is subject to death and destruction. So then how it could be the I?
Danzin janam to chetola san nga cho da sejete thangbo ne ta du yo de pandawo ta du ye pen nam do te chek dang.
And generally, and whenever we have the concept of the I, whenever the concept of, or yeah, the idea of I arises, we always have, it always arises having something, three different qualities, yes. I as permanent, I as a one, but not multiple, but let's say one, yes, a unique, yes, and pure. So these three ideas, with these three always ideas are accompanied with the idea of the I. For example, how the concept of the I as being very pure, clean, that we can realize very easily, Rinpoche said, that we can understand very easily, because everybody thinks that he himself is very pure and clean. That's the reason. That's the reason we don't want to eat the leftover food by of the other person, especially in India.
This and that na zu, dan zhen de, da ba, jibo, zama jib yin sam de zheng dou, peng peng ga de de dang gao ba re, ma da ba re, du ma re, de ne lu da wei na ma zang ba re, da dan zhen jin nam dou gen zhen zhou dong wei zhong gao ye.
So that's, and we cling to the idea of the, or cling to the I, yes, or we give rise to the concept of the I as being pure, permanent, and one, or unique, yes. And on the contrary, the five aggregate on which we focus, we cling as I, is impure and impermanent, and not one, but many, they are aggregate, yes. So thus, and Rinpoche says, and systematically, and one should establish that how I is not existence. So in brief, what Satkaya Drishti or Jikta in Tibet means that the five aggregate which are subject to death and destruction, yet we view it, yes, as I or self, or the Hindus as Atma.
My question comes from the talk last night. I tried to ask Rinpoche this question before, but maybe it's clear in my mind now. Mm-hmm. At the very end of the talk, Rinpoche gave the basic syllogism of Umala Drukpa, mm-hmm. or this section where he was saying that as for all phenomena, because they do not arise through one of the four alternatives, yeah. right, therefore there is no arising. And then he said, as I understood it, that in the Svatantra system, you have to add...
Svatantra.
Rangju.
Madhyamika?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Right.
Madhyamika, Svatantri Madhyamika.
Yeah.
Rangju.
Rangju. He added, well, you have to say that that's true absolutely, you know, the Dundampar.
Yeah.
But that in...
Can you repeat yes, what the Svatantrika Madhyamika says? Can you repeat it?
Well, that since, in terms of absolute truth, all phenomena do not arise from any of the four alternatives, therefore, in absolute truth, there is no arising. Mm-hmm. I thought that's what I heard, at any rate. Yeah.
Do you want to
but
know
wait,
what it is?
Wait, hold on. but then in the prasanga system,
yeah.
you do not add dundampar. You just say, since no phenomena arise yeah. through the alternatives, yeah. therefore, there's no arising.
I see.
Even, I presume, in terms of relative truth, in terms yeah. of kunzop.
Yeah.
And the question is, in the prasanga system, then, you know, in terms of just relative truth, when a pen falls, it looks like there's a rising and cessation, in terms of relative truth. Mm-hmm. And how do they explain that if they say there's no arising? Because it seems to all of us, mm-hmm. you could say that it's a dream, that it's relative truth or whatever, but it sort of seems, it seems as if there's arising.
There's arising.
Yeah. So yeah, in other words, I don't see how the prasanga is...
No, even in the relative level.
At the relative level, it seems as if there's arising.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do the prasangas explain that?
Explain it, because they don't apply the terms...
Dundampar. They don't say in the basic syllogism, Dundampar. They say, I presume, even relatively, there's no arising. Yet it looks to us like there is.
I see, yes. The thank you vilula dendup jago thank you vilula dendup jago jumze kare na sir
khanjo bolo
mare di lula
rangju bolo or
dendup jargi orwa
re
and thank you vilula dendup jargi o mare
or
maybe I forgot it in prasangi yes
in prasangi
re
in prasanga, just there's no arising, mm-hmm. even in terms of relative truth, I think is what they're saying.
Yeah, and then?
Then in terms of what seems to be true to me now in this world, it seems like things arise and they cease. There's birth and death. So how do the prasangas explain that, what we see?
Yeah, jidang ngon zu kunzum dembe wang sina thong gar wa thong gar wa thong
gar wa thong gar wa thong gar
wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong
gar wa thong
gar wa
thong gar wa
thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong
gar wa
thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong
gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong
gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong
gar wa
thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar wa thong gar Kegidu, Gagidu, Chavasigdu. Then, thank you with Luke Handinus. They drew Jarmi wherever.
They drew them good at
Jarmi Gubbins.
Rare. Tanjur Belola don't tambar mupo na rangang over Niki Ranguni Keva Mepa Maze, Kunzup Toya, Requete and Ranguni Keva Mepa.
So, from the point of view of prasangika, and not only the phenomena are unborn is in ultimate level or in ultimate sense, but even in relative level also, if one examines very minutely, very closely, so one will come to the conclusion or understanding that they are unborn from any one of the four limits, I say.
The Jimsi Java may be Jimsi in the Carresana, Mo, Don Tambar, Mo, Madoba Maze, Kunzup Toya Rangam Ovitopa Mavari.
Because not only they are inherently non existent in relative, in absolute level, but even in relative level also, in conventional level also, they are not inherently true existence.
Penangatu Malamje. Malanjitate, ton tambar rangang over madopa, maze, kunzup to young rangang over tovio marva. Then do turn down the kunzum nikalang over madopa la cheba yomare. Malanjitote, ton tambar over madopata, kunzup to dorjung over madopa la cheba mevareta.
For example, when we see a tiger or poisonous snake in the dream, so this snake and tiger in the dream, not only inherently not non-existence, yes, even in absolute level, even in relative level or conventionally also, it is not true existence.
Re ranju bilo la tuandang ji che par majar na, tini tuon tambar che wa kunzup toyan che wa mei par tharbi chung yungu do, te chona le tini lende mei par tharbi chung yungu re samgu yo.
So the Swatantrika Madhyamika teaches so that if one don't apply the terms inherently in relative level, because then we will not have any basis for karma and the karma and effect, yes, cause and effect. And therefore, they are afraid of it's getting destroyed. The basis for karma and the cause, which is very important in the relative level, of course. So that's why they add this one inherently, yes, this adverb, yes.
Tena kama pa majo doji tajo tupi singda le gaza le dendo ji cheba jarwa te ranji bolo ta majarwa te thanjur ji chijun songdo.
So that's why the Karmapa Mikyo Dorje, the eighth Karmapa says that in Swatantrika Madhyamika, they apply the term inherently, or truly, you could say, truly or inherently, Rangshinki, and existence, or non-existent like that. They apply this one. So that is the very typical, I would say, particularity of Swatantrika Madhyamika. And not they're not applying this term is the particularity of the Swatantrika Madhyamika. The same thing said or taught, mentioned by the great Nyingma scholar and yogi called Jumifam also.
Yogi Marin, Jumifam.
Jumifam, yes. A great scholar, yes, sorry. Of Nyingma.
Are Tena Takaji Nyingma Lola, Oman Tanjur Jolola, Gaza La, Tundanji Chepper, Jagamare, Tundanji Chepper Jana.
So therefore, in especially in the Kagyupa Madhyamikas, the Kagyu Nyingma Prasangika Madhyamika will not apply the term inherently true existence when they talk of absolute truth, you know, in absolute level, yes. And if one apply this one, then there it is understood automatically as being the Prasangika Madhyamika's view. Yes.
Re, tenin dala si jing kheba, si jing kheba chenpo tenin gendin chubi sing kheba chenpo jishong yore. Kongi yang tenin gaza la tuandang ji chepar majarwar ka na cheta chepa nika yoma re songto. Mebe junsen da karra sana re pe che na, che yang mani na yang, make it then a giant to am joking in a giant to bate nito ni numbers on the ten and non don't image it our younger. She that you got your mare took the nango marathon. Lot of bonjin.
So, because Rinpoche also said that the very cheeky cave, I would say, the recent scholar with this Tibetan scholar, modern Tibetan scholar, yes, called Gindin Chumpel. In his text, what is called Lurup Gongyen, you know, the ornament of the thought of Nagarjuna is the title of the text, in which is criticizing certain explanation and a certain, yes, presentation, yes. He says that, he says one doesn't need to apply this term actually, inherently true, inherently, yes, inherently true existence, yes. You don't need to apply this one. He says that there is no danger to give rise to the nihilistic view, because all the object of the sense is already there, always there in the relative level. So you don't need to apply this term. So even if nihilistic view, people think it's a nihilistic view that arises because of that, by not applying inherently true existence, inherent. So he says actually it's not the wrong view, it is the best view, the right view, what we call the indivisible union of the inseparable, the view which is inseparable of the appearance and voidness at the same time. That's the view we should develop, actually.
Dona Thoma Mebani Paksha Katop Janama Tatar Jan Nama Zuda Teru Na Rizan Nama De Tini Me Sambe Tini Me Sambe Cheta De Tenda Sosi Chevola Chisigamaris on the Te Demba Yinsar.
So he said that no, and it's not possible at all to any ordinary people, yes. And that the everything that we see, the all the environment, the world that we live in, nobody will think that it is inherent, is not existence, because they are there all the time, because because we have developed these tendencies, habitual tendencies, from the beginning less of time, you know. So they say, don't worry about it.
Oh.
So he says that, don't worry that that a new nihilistic view will arise by that, by this term. So he says, not possible. Rinpoche adds, that if, in case nihilistic view arises, you just look at it, how it looks like, that nihilistic view, which arises out of this kind of, this view, yes.
Penna zog la cheta che na zog zog tan dan dawal dawal cheta che son te zog tan ton ya me ba da tu ya me ba cha som ta ko do te zog ton ya me ba da tu ya me ba re son te ni che do ge te da wo yo ge do ta
because we say that for example if one if yes the nihilistic view we call it cut off view yes concerning the, for example, like object of visual form, you know, arises. Then we would say it's not possible that we will be completely blank, you know, blacked out, that we will not see any form in front of us. If it arises, he says, it's better, it's good, but it will not.
Then the carpet carves are turned down, the guns of the chepper to the end of the chepper, Majana Kayana. Repekana, make it on the kanga, make it in the kanga tong de retene, Nando yemiji tavati, younger mato, cheetah chick, marisombre, tunda, taste anything inside.
So if one apply with the reasoning, yes, without applying this term, what you call the inherently, the adverb, so you must say that there is no danger or there is no risk to give rise to the nihilistic view. Because no matter how much you negate, in the relative world, you are always surrounded by the object of sense. If you apply this term, inherently not existent, that means really you are still clinging to something that existence. Eh? Because you are afraid of, you feel insecure. that means something doesn't exist, but yet something exists, that means, you know.
So
that's why Gidu Chambe says, don't worry, he says. Oh, scholars, he says, don't worry. There's no risk of giving rise to the wrong view, yes, or nihilistic view, by not applying this term inherently or truly.
So, Rinpoche, if I've understood, if in the prasanga system one says that relatively there's no arising, right, in relative
in
truth.
In prasanga. Yeah, relatively not arising.
Relatively, things, you know, phenomena don't arise. Yes.
Even in relative,
then for the absolute truth, what do they say there? I mean, that should presumably, do they, I mean.
So, thank you, Lula. Kunzub tundam dumasi, kunzub layang kiawa yamare sungar wal.
Rere.
Mena tini tundamare kare sungar sitan, tundamare. Kunzub tuyang tundamase, kunzub tuyang kiawa me sungar wal.
Rere.
And tundamal ta kare leva.
Rewa. Nelo tato ka kapso. Namda ma yin pe tuen dang ji kapso trupa de trawa re. Kaya ma le bre.
In absolute sense, Rinpoche, there's nothing left. And if anything that's left, it should be nishprapancha, free from conceptualization.
Kare sa na namdo ku trupa tham ji ka tha bre. Tham jo bolo la namdo ku trupa de ka ga nwa. Namdo ku trupa tham ji ka tha na tene namdo ku trupa.
There's nothing left in prasangika because you negate everything that is conceptual or conceptualization, conceptual creation. Yes, it's already been negated. Everything.
Are
As it is said in Bodhisattva, that by Shantideva, that the time when thing and non-thing, neither the thing or no, the non-thing remains or exists in front of the wisdom, at that time, then there is no any, how say, object to focus on. So, without having a, when you don't have object of focusing, then Rabdushi means then a perfect peace, a perfect peace takes place.
Then Ranju below the Demba Kang, the Dend of the Kat had the Demi the Ladevari, the Demi the Tongjang Ladevari.
Yeah, on the contrary, Rumuji says it looks like that in the Swatantrika Madhyamika. And you negate the true existence or inherently true existence, but then the non-existence still remain to be negated.
Tene karre sana tongjang la de de tene tongjang ge namdo jegere tongjang ge deba jegere ge amaro
ge. Yeah, when complete emptiness remain there, so then again it gives rise to another concept, that is it's being complete empty or voidness. And also, and then again, in this context also, Acharya Shantideva said in Bodhisattva Avatara that the beginners, once they have acquainted with the meditations, that nothingness, so then this also is to be given up later. Means because this is also still you have a reference point, still you have something or you focused on an object.
Tena ranji below la tia me bala make the gomya tia tini tanda tura lenju putapre.
So therefore, in Swatantrika Madhyamika, so the meditation on emptiness as a nothingness, as a complete negation, is also a means, or you could say a way, yes, to enter into the absolute truth, yes, to a means, yes, to realize and to understand the total, yes, nishprapancha.
Then it tanger below the truba tamje kagremato, truda is so truda dugu yang yomare.
So in Prasangika Madhyamika, and all the conceptual fabrications are negated, but the state of being conceptual, free from conceptual fabrication, is never established.
Reti ko de tene shiza zo shiza kunchap shiza kunchap le shibcha shira yore.
So concerning this topic, Rinpoche says in the Shoja Kunchap, in Treasury of Knowledge by Jamgon Gondrul, explained in very subtle ways.
Tene.
Any other question?
Oh yeah, that trouble me nang ato gom tos yam.
So now we'll do meditation for a little while.
Yolo de be yor me zem zon dom zem lo de be zem e ngo e do ye lo de be ni zem ro zoro o zor zem ye